Cool. Okay, hi everyone. I'm Natalie. I brought tonight with me a souvenir from a trip I took recently. The reveal will come. So I got to go to Austin, Texas in March earlier this year. Yeah, anybody from there been there? It was really cool. I loved it. It was really pleasant, very lovely, a little weird. Not too weird though. And it was awesome. Just getting out of the cold. My birthday's in March, and March 6th, I don't know if I share that with anyone. I share it with Shaquille O'Neal. But anyway, March is a really horrible month to have a birthday in, because it doesn't really matter where you are. It's not a very pleasant time. I always wanted pool birthday parties, and pools are fairly unpleasant in March. So anyway, I was really happy because my mom and I actually went out to Austin for my birthday this year to visit some family friends. One my age, the other her mother. And it was really awesome. I haven't traveled with my mom in years, but we had a really good time. And you know, half of the fun in being in a city like Austin is just wandering store to store. And we went to a lot of really cool places, fabulous antique stores, fabulous leather goods stores. But one of my favorites was this Mexican import store that also just had a bunch of weird toys. And so a few things caught my eye, but one in particular, one thing really just sort of took hold on my heart. But I didn't want to spend the $1.50 for it, so I left, and was kind of sad about it, but I knew that it would be fine. I don't really buy souvenirs. Anyway, 2 days later, on my actual birthday, I woke up. We're in this beautiful cabin in the hill country west of Austin. I wake up, I'm already having a great day, a little bit fuzzy from the night before, but there's a bag of presents for me, and I turned 27. I don't really get presents on my birthday morning anymore. That's not a thing that I've gotten since I was pretty small, but I was really excited because I had something to unwrap, and that hasn't happened, and so I did unwrap them, and I got a really silly little bag that had cute characters on it. I got this weird Swedish dishcloth. The things you find in a Mexican import store are really not very Mexican after all. But the best thing of all was I actually, got these tiny hands. These tiny hands are just everything that I've ever wanted in my life, and I didn't even know it. They just make like everything more fun. And our family friend, Beth, the mother of the Bat clan, got these for me because she'd seen me like terrorizing everyone in the store walking around. Should I get this? I don't know. I don't know where I would put that. I'm so tickled by them, and I think Beth was actually pretty put off by them. But she's really wonderful. Keeps an amazing blog, and she was recently diagnosed with a very treatable form of cancer. But as such, she's actually been collecting smiles and laughs. Has added a new category to her blog, and I feel like she's really gonna like it when I say I took the tiny hands to a public place and actually showed them to people who I really am. So that said, I would put my tiny hands in the Museum of Perturbing Delights. So thank you for accepting the real me.
They're so lifelike.
Yeah.